The Mamas on Magic.
Happy Friday. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion about bugs. When summer officially showed up on Monday, the bugs came with it.
People aren't the only ones that have to deal with bugs. Dogs and cats are trying to avoid bugs like fleas and ticks, which can be a big problem during the summer. If your pets go outside at all, there's a good chance they'll bring bugs into your house, so prevention is the key.
Yes, I just took our dog Charlie to the vet a few weeks ago, and our vet told me that the tick population is supposed to be much higher than usual this summer. So I went ahead and put Charlie on a monthly pill that's supposed to prevent him from getting ticks and fleas. The one I use is called NexGard, but there are lots of others out there, so just ask your vet about it.
Also remember that if you're using an over-the-counter flea medication for your pet, be sure to read the instructions about how to use it, and don't assume that you can use the same stuff on the cat that you used on the dog. That can actually be lethal for cats, so don't use it on both unless that product specifically says it's safe.
Good point. Also remember to get your yard treated, because that's probably where your dog or cat is picking up the fleas and ticks. I mentioned it earlier in the week, but for the past few years, I've been paying this service called Mosquito Joe to treat our yard, because the treatments actually reduce the number of mosquitoes, but also fleas and ticks as well.
Well, that's it for us today, but we hope you have a fun, relaxing weekend, and join us back here Monday morning for more Mamas on Magic.